Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Earl Robinson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The left fielder, Leo Posada. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Darren Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a fly ball towards left. Posada settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Posada. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sullivan for a passed ball. Herzog moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Orioles. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hansen. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Houser moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive towards first. Gentile reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles takes first base on ball 4. Hansen moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair bunts towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adair for the out. Hansen moves to third. Foyles moves to second. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hansen tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Johnson scores. Sullivan moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Orioles. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-1 in the game. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Foyles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 0 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 2 in the game. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Del Greco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Del Greco reaches second base with a double. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser bunts towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Del Greco moves to third. Shaw moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Del Greco scores. Shaw scores. Hauser moves to third. It's Orioles, 3, Athletics, 3. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Posada strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Foyles for a passed ball. Hauser scores. Causey moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Athletics. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump misplays the ball. That's an error on Lump. Hansen moves to second. Marv Throneberry pinch hits for Jerry Adair. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Breeding now playing second base. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Del Greco hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Shaw moves to second. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Philly pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-3 in the game. Herzog hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Stock covering, for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gentile hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Athletics. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Fisher now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Foyles hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding takes first base on ball 4. Hansen moves to second. Dick Williams pinch hits for Wes Stock. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Del Greco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herzog. Del Greco reaches second base with a double. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jay Hankins now playing right field. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Snyder strikes out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 4 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's Orioles, 5, Athletics, 5. Jim Busby pinch runs for Whitey Herzog. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2 for 4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Busby moves to third. Bill Kunkel now pitching. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Houser strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kunkel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Breeding hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-4 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lump bunts towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. Seaburn moves to second. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a line drive towards short. Hansen catches it and steps on second to double up Seaburn. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. Robinson strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Del Greco hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Kunkel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kunkel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Gentile hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Posada. Gentile reaches second base with a double. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Robinson bunts towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gentile moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gentile scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 6-5, Orioles. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Breeding hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Orioles. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 1 in the game. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Houser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Pignatano pinch hits for Wayne Causey. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is called out on strikes. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Posada strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Houser moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Houser. The throw from Foyles and he is safe. Houser steals third. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.